today you're busy with working from home. There's this sound distracting you. The sound of the shower. Precisely, it's the thought of me taking a shower that makes it a little hard to focus on work. Knowing that I'm naked under the hot water right now, absent-mindedly humming a tune while I carefully soap and shave my beautiful body. Just right behind that door, which isn't locked. The sound of running water stops. And you know, I'm about to get out of the shower now, all wet and naked. At least for a short moment, until I wrap myself in a large towel and start drying my hair with a smaller one. You're reading the same email for the third time, but the words don't make sense in your head. You think about my little toes with painted toenails on the bathroom rug. And how smooth those freshly shaved legs would feel. You know, about now I would be done with toweling off. I would be standing naked in front of the sink, smiling so sweet, looking so pretty, every part of my body so clean and delicious. Only a few steps away. Well, there's no point in working like this, isn't it? You wanted to take a break anyway. You walk in on me, and here I am, exactly like you pictured me. Naked in front of the sink, my skin all rosy and warm from the shower, my wet hair tumbling down. The air is hot and steamy, and I smile at you. Smile that says, I'd be down to do something naughty. I'm happy you're here. I was just about to moisturize. Can you help me with my back? I ask. You take the bottle of body lotion out of my hand and stand right behind me. Let me do it all, you say. Close my eyes when you start to spread that lotion on my skin, starting with my hands and arms, taking your time, massaging me a little on the way, moving on to my legs, which are indeed very, very smooth, then to my back. Oh, you know I'm so sensitive on my back, I'm loving it. By the time you reached my belly, I'm already breathing heavier. Things get heated when you touch my breasts. Putting on a little bit extra body lotion, you give me a boob massage. Squeezing them. Running your thumb over my nipples. I like that a lot. My hands come up behind your neck and I push back into you, giving you even more access on my body. Reach down and tease my pussy, relishing in the way I squirm and moan. I don't think we need to moisturize here, you whisper into my ear. Your other hand comes up to my neck and lingers there, not choking, but holding me firm, asserting control. You've distracted me from work. I feel like doing something naughty to you, you say, by pushing a finger into my wet pussy. Yes, please do, I say, breathlessly. And you can see how turned on I am. Put your hands on the sink and arch your back. You instruct me, and I do, pushing my beautiful round ass towards you. There's one place we haven't moisturized yet, you say, spreading body lotion on my butt cheeks with one hand while your other hand is still at my throat. I know what you have in mind. Look at me in the mirror, you say, and I do. You can see my eyes go wide as you run your slick fingers down my butt creek and touch my little hole, whispering, "Do you want to?" Yes, absolutely. Good girl, you say, while slowly pushing one finger into that tight little hole. Keep on looking at me, you say. How does it feel like to get your tight little ass fingered like that? Fuck, it feels so good, so naughty. You like it naughty, I should give you more then, you say, entering a second finger. Yes. Let me hear your slutty moans. Look at me and say that you want it. I look at you in the mirror. Yes, sir, I want it. I want you to fuck my ass with your fingers. It feels amazing. That is very good, you say, because you take my cock in that tight ass now. And you take your hand off my throat to put a lot of body lotion on your cock. You feel me shake as you place it at my entrance and try to push in. But I'm so super tired. Please be careful. Take it slow. I beg. You do. And you start entering me very slowly. It's not easy. You want to fuck that tight little ass so bad right now. Suddenly, I take hold of the sink and push back into you, taking your cock in inch by inch until your balls deep in my ass. Fuck. Both of us are panting. And you know, now the fun can begin. Your hand is back at my throat. And you start thrusting into that beautiful, perfectly tight ass. Slow and deep. Open your eyes and look at me, you demand. Tell me, how does it feel to get your ass fucked by my cock? It feels incredible, sir. So taboo. So deliciously filthy. I love it when you take me like this, in this most intimate way. Fuck. I love it to get butt fucked by you. Good, you grin. Now finger your pussy for me. I want to feel your orgasm on my cock. That feels perfect. Working my pussy while you're riding my ass. You can see how much I enjoy it. Yes, keep going, you say. You want me to fuck you harder? Back for it, my little slut. And I beg. Please, sir. Fuck me harder. I can't hear you. Say it louder, you demand. Please, fuck me harder. Please. I scream in pleasure when you start pounding my ass full force. Fuck. That hurts so good. I know. I will feel this tomorrow. And I want that. I want to feel you still at every step I walk. I want to remember how I got butt-fucked so well by you. Feel myself getting closer to climax. And you pull my head back by my hair. And you watch me lose it in the mirror. I'm screaming. Yes, fuck my little ass like you own it. Please, please, sir, come in my ass. You're gonna feel my ass clench around your cock when I come. Oh my God. Together, both sweating and panting. This was so intense. Close my eyes and just feel your arms around me. You okay, Angel? You ask. Yes, I'm fine. After a while, you begin kissing my shoulders and neck, mumbling, "This was a heavenly break from work. Feel so relaxed now." "I do as well," I say. You pull out and I jiggle as I immediately feel your cum running down my legs. "Oh, I think I need to shower again," I say. "Let's shower together," you reply, and you lift me up and put me in the shower, then climb in as well. I like it when you wash my body, taking such good care of me.